Tani Dishir is being sponsored. Rav Shlomo Atlas, Zech Nishmas Yisrael Yaakov, Ben David Ovar Shalom. Two and Yanam discussed today. First Indian is Shabbat Suda. Which is more Choshev? The Friday night Suda or the morning Suda? Shabbos morning Suda. What's the nafkamina? What's the difference? If you have a certain Michael Choshev, which Suda should you eat it? Should you eat it the Friday night meal? Or the Shabbos morning meal? The Gemara says in Pesachim, Daf Kufei Yom Aleph, Kava Yom V'Kava Alayla, Kava Yom Kaidim. The Kava Yom or Kava Alayla, which is more important? So the Gemara says Mefurish, Kava Yom Kaidim. So Rashbam speaks out over there, Im Ein Lo Yayin Haba L'Suda, he doesn't have enough wine for the Suda, I mean him a Godim, the different types of delicacies, Yenich Amad Yom, you should wait till daytime. The Mechaba in our Chayin Sim Reishayin Aleph Siv Gimel, this is the Lashon of Mechaba. Mechaba says, Im Ein Yodem Asega Zutas Yayin L'Kiddush L'Hochem Tzachat Suda. If he does, he can't afford, he doesn't have enough money to buy wine for Kiddush and to pay food for the meal, L'Kavar Alayla L'Kavar Yayim L'Kiddush Yayim for the cover of the night time and cover daytime for Kiddush for daytime. Mutav sheyikna yayin l'kiddush alayla. Mimashi yachin tzach esuda. It's more important first to have wine for Kiddush at night time. Sheyachin tzach esuda. Mimashi yikna yayin tzach ayayim. They have wine for Friday night and for Shabbos morning. So Mechab himself asked himself, Rod Tanya, that we learn, cover ayayim, kaidin, cover alayla. We have a Fushi Gemara, I mentioned Gemara Pesachim, says that Kavah Yom comes before Kavah Laila. Hainu Dafka B'Shah Tzachai Suda. They're talking about all the other things you eat in the meal. Ein Lai Ela Kais Echad L'Kiddush. If he only has one cup of wine, Kavah Laila Kaidon Kavah Yom. Kavah Laila comes before Kavah Yom. We have a Gemara that says not like that. Kavah Yom comes before him. So Mishbu speaks out on Sifkan Hei. The reason why he should better spend, if he only has money to buy one cup of wine, he should better spend for nighttime, because Kish Laila, Ikra is Midaraisa. It's Tfila. But the Ikra is Midaraisa, just we do a Tfila. But
why do you do
Tfila? We hold, since people want Kavana by Tfila, you should have Kavana for Kiddush.
We don't have Kavana.
I said, since people don't have Kavana for at daytime, so Ikra Kavana is by Kiddush. Then it's Drabana then. No, but the Maisa, but the Ikra is Midaraisa. The Ikra is Midaraisa. Friday night, the Ikra is Midaraisa. So Meila and Kiddush Yayim, the Ikra is Midarabanan. The whole Indian is Drabanan. So Meila, that's why you say for Kiddush for Laila. But normally, if covered Laila, covered Yayim comes first.
Isn't Einig only Drabanan? Are we doing Kabbalah?
It's a Shaila. Right. The Chabad says, but the Mechaber says, like we quote him, Shad Tzorchei Suda Vada Kiddush Yom Adif. That's what the Chabad says. So Mishmur speaks out in Sif Katan Tes. He says, Kegain, he has Sheesh Lai Meat Mini Megadim. He has other types, a little amount of other food delicacies. So if Yaisa Sheenichan Tzorchei Suda Yom, better save it for the morning meal. And then he's on the heavy, the safer Yamsha Shlema. He quotes Yamsha Shlema. Yamsha Shlema is in Gittin, in Perdal, Simnon Aleph, Shekaritaga, Al Shein Azarim Bezer. The people are not careful. They're not Nizah. Radavam, it's Sivan or Shabbos. If you have a Suda Friday night, Shabbos morning, there are many people who have a more Chosh of a Suda Friday night than Shabbos morning. And Yamsha Shlema says it's wrong. The wrong thing to do. However, the Mogen Avram, then Sifkon Dal brings down a Zerah Kaddish, the advice is holds the opposite. So Sudas Laila is more Chashiv than Sudas Ayayim. Speaks out to Pima Gadim in Esha Avram, Sifkon Dalad. He says, you have here Machlekes, Bavli, and the Zerah Kaddish. So the Pima Gaon says, we go by the Al-Gamar. Wherever there's a chalkus between Al-Gamar and the Zohar Kaddish, you go by the Al-Gamar. And Kehinda speaks out the Machsa Shekel over there, Wufa on that Machaba, on that Mog Avram. He says that Ik is like Shasti Don, the Mokam and Ag is on Kabbalah. And why is the Mogam Masech is always there to protect the Mogam? It's explaining Mogam Avram. So he says, why does the Mogam Avram quote the Zohar Kaddish? He quotes the Zohar Kaddish that at least you should do something for Sudas Laila. In other words, the Ik is Sudas Hayayim. But Sudas Laila don't have nothing, have something also. But the Ik should be Sudas Hayayim. That's why he brings down the Mogam Avram, quotes the Zohar Kaddish. Chara Pashtis, from what we're mentioning, that if, let's say, if someone has enough food, many machalim for Saturday yarn sent by Laila is not chasarim if he has a lot of food Friday night also. Right, says the Chayyim calling what we mentioned till now. However, the Shari Tshuva over there in Sifkot Naal is mashma not like that. He quotes the Yamsha Shleima, we just mentioned, that the Yamsha Shleima was Goda not eat fish Friday night. He didn't eat fish Friday night. For that reason, because Sifkot Yarn is more chashiv. Even though he has many madonim to eat, yeah, maybe to eat, but he didn't eat fish Friday night. To say, even though he can have fish both Friday night and Shabbos morning, but he saved the fish for Shabbos morning because it covered them is more order. So the Shai Chu ends off, the Misha Chavar Olav, Min Michael, Yesh Anir Sus Laila, Yesh Laila Nir Sus Shachas. A person who has a Chavar and a certain food, he likes a certain type of food, he should save it for the Shabbos morning meal and not to eat it at night time. And same device is from Shlomo Zalman. The Shlomo Zalman on Tefillah in Perek Beis over there in Ice 103 over there on the bottom over there, they said that he's to be kaveya on Shabbos by Yom to eat the Michael that's best, the better Michael the Yom. Okay. Well, what the question is, why is Kavan Yom more important? More says, we mentioned, quoting Mom Sachem, that Kavar Ayyam is more Chashiv. So, why is it? What's the reason why it's Chashiv? So, there's four reasons that I mentioned. One reason is the Chuvach Sam Seifer. Sam Seifer in Arachayan Simi Yudayan says, in the middle of Chuvah, he writes that when it comes Shabbos, Dusha Shabbos comes in. As it comes in more and more Shabbos, there's more Kedusha Shabbos. It's Heilecha, Kibbutz, Heilecha Meisav, the Chassam Sefer says. So Meira, Kavar Yom is more better because there's more Kedusha on Shabbos during the morning than on Friday night. So one step, let me finish. So he says the Kavar Yom is more Choshev. This time is exact similar to me. Why? Because the Chayra, Shal Shudah should be more Choshev then, according to this reason. Should be more. There's more kedusha. It's more into Shabbos. Should be more kedusha. Another thing, you should wait to die. You should wait to say Shal Shudah as late as possible because you have more kedusha to the Suda. And you don't find that people are mashiv Sudah the Shal Shudah more than the Friday night meal, Shabbos morning meal. And Adraba, it's brought down the Shulchan Aruch in Simei Reis Tzadikah Sif Hey that Shal Shudah, that if let's say you don't want to have bread, if for some reason you can't to full or whatever it is, you can be ate with cake and pears. It was so chashiv because of kedusha, because more kedusha Shabbos. Forget it, should be all the way around. You should eat pears and cake in the night time and daytime and save the shul Shabbos. Dikasu should be for the bishal shudas. Tzorachin, I'm not pshat in some sefer. That's what some sefer says. Doch hashulchan and reish peites sif kandei. That's probably the question you guys wanted to ask, right? Okay. The second reason why Kavar Yom is more adif, says the Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Pei Tes Sif Katan Beis, he says that Ike Sudas Adam is by daytime, not nighttime. Aruch HaShulchan was a European. A European, if you even go to Europe today, the main Suda, even at Soda, tell me certain places like that. Ike Suda, you eat the flesh, Ike Suda, you eat for lunch. Suda, for supper, you eat the. It's not as choshev as a lunch. So dikasud bayayim. So Shabbos should be dikasud should be bayayim, and not by Laila. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Says a reason. The Aruch HaShulchan says another reason that the sudas. Why the suda? The bayayim. The suda is more chaver. Why? Because the Suda Friday night, usually a person eats Friday afternoon. He gets hungry Friday afternoon. So the time it comes to Suda, to Friday night Suda, he's not that hungry. However, the Shabbos morning meal, a person is usually more hungry. He doesn't eat from time he eats the meal or right before he goes to sleep. He doesn't eat, you know, for another 10, 12 hours until finally he eats the Suda. So he's more hungry in the Shabbos morning meal. So Mela, that's why it's Suda more chavar. That's what Chashul second reason. We're getting to, don't worry. This is the beginning of the shiur. It's only 10 minutes into the shiur. Okay? The fourth reason is, Zakta HaShulchan, it's the third reason of the HaShulchan. First reason was the Chassam Sefer. HaShulchan says three reasons. So another reason, which is our fourth reason, that the Beis HaMikdash, it was Iker, you see the Iker Dush was Niker Bayayim. Because when were you Makkav the Karban Musaf? Bayayim. So Mela, since it's the Chavonis of them, so the Chila is then also more Choshes. Those are four reasons that why Kiddush Kavayim is better. The Aruch HaShulchan, it's a Kasha, Shtaka Kasha. He says, if we say that Kavar Yom is Adif Mekavar HaLayla, so why a Kiddush at night time is Minatayah? The Yom going to Abon should be just the opposite. It should be the Hepach. That if the Kiddush Yom is more Choshev, so in Mela, the Kiddush in the morning should be Minatayah, and the Friday night one should be Midabonim. If it's lots of Kasha, yes, a very good Kasha, it's a HaShulchan. So he answers, this is what Yeshachun answers. The reason why night time is Minatayah, because it's Zman HaKnisa Shabbos. And Kiddush Yom is because of the Suda. It's nothing to do of Knesset Shabbos. It's as a Suda. So a Suda, the Kiddush already came at Knesset Shabbos already. So it's only Machmas. So the Kiddush Yom is only Machmas the Suda. So Mela, the Iker is at Minatayah, the Kiddush Balayla is Iker Minatayah at night time. So it comes out, L'chaira, the Minatayah is not like that. L'chaira, many houses, the Minatayah is not like we're saying till now. Many people, the Friday night meal is the kasuda. They eat a mamash a breita Friday night meal, and it's more great than the Shabbos morning meal. And we don't, and very often we eat meals. Sometimes you have break both meals, side Friday night, side Shabbos morning, and you don't see any that the mechavav more the Friday night meal, and mechavav more the Shabbos morning meal than the Friday morning meal. You don't see that at all. So I found another chashulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan is the Lamed Tzchutz. In Lamed Tzchutz. In Aruch HaShulchan is the Siman Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Katan Tes. He says like this. There's, and let me finish it. Okay? Yeah. He says, the Amar Cholam that are better, taste better a Friday night than Shabbos morning. And the other Macholam that taste better Friday night to Shabbos morning, there's other ones that taste in the morning than at night time. Marshall, challah. Very often a housewife will bake challah Friday afternoon. It tastes a lot better Friday night than Shabbos morning. Everyone will agree to that. It tastes better then. Or let's say fish. He says better warm fish than cold fish. So if you just cooked it Friday night, I'm just telling what he writes. He must have liked a warm fish. I don't like warm fish. I like only cold. I'm just, well, he wants to like warm fish, so it's like, so you, people like warm fish better than
in general, warm foods are better when they're served hot.
In Russia, they had fish. So the Al-Khashuk was from Russia. No?
Meat and chicken generally, it's more, it's better.
Right, okay. Russia soup. Soup. When you eat hot soup, don't eat soup in the Shabbos morning. The hot soup tastes better. Chicken soup tastes better Friday night. So therefore, there's certain macholim that are better when they're eating Friday night than Shabbos morning. However, there are certain macholim that taste better Shabbos morning than a Friday night. For instance, cholent, he says. Cholent is a stomach of yafa light. Keeps on cooking better. It doesn't taste cholent. Friday afternoon doesn't taste like Friday night. And if you have cholent Friday night. And Shabbos morning tastes a lot better than Friday night. Why? Because Mustamak Yofa Lai, like the Lashana, the Shekhanah, and Rashana Gimel, the Gemara, and Perkira, is just that the longer it cooks, the better, the more matim is, the more tastes better. Mustamak Yofa Lai. Say Kugel. Kugel, they say, tastes better Friday, Shabbos morning than Friday night, because it's cooked through the night and so on. So a certain Macholim that I'm better beyond the Malayla. This is what the Aruch Shulchan is saying. So Malayla is telling what Michael he eats. The Sudas Laila, they are more, like he says, more Machon Yoshechalev, the Bayan. And the Machon Deba, that are good at night and them daytime. So Mela, a Michael which is more Chalev Balayla, you should need a Bayan. And something a Michael which is Chalev Bayan, you should need a nighttime. So Mela, Chashulim finishes off, he says, so linear is Dite, he says, there's no Machlekes between the Zera Kaddish and the Babli. He says, there's no Machlekes. The Zera Kaddish is so finite because of certain foods that are allowed to eat by Friday night. And I don't think the Zera Kaddish Lashon is, we don't understand exactly Lashon. So he says, as he says, no Machlekes between Zera Kaddish and Al Shas. It's totally what type of Michael eat, and that's it. But let's say you have Machlekes that show him, let's say you have a cake. A cake tastes the same eat Friday night or Shabbos morning. No? Stomach. Cake. A lot of cakes taste the same Friday night and Shabbos morning. So Mela, you have a choice when to eat it then. Then comes Kavar Yom comes first. Right. Yes?
But where did the ending of the Kiddush come Friday morning?
We're getting to that. Shabbos morning. We're going to get to that. That's on the agenda. All right. There's another thing. Sudas, which is the Ikka Suda in the morning? Is the first Suda that you eat after Motzah or after Kiddush? That's Ikka. Or let's say maybe you can have a Suda Katana. You have like a breakfast after Motzah or after Kiddush. And most, a lot of people, they daven early. Some people daven, say, 7 o'clock in the morning. They come home from davening 9:30 in the morning. And they don't want to wait till 12 o'clock. So some people do this eat a breakfast. I don't know if it's a Yekesh Minig. They have a breakfast. They wash Hamaitzi. They have milchits. They even have milchits. They have a what? They do that also.
They daven so early.
So that, so you have to have a regular. They wash Hamaitzi. It's not Tamar Kiddush. They wash Hamaitzi. I know Yekis in Washington Heights. I know in Switzerland by the Yekis. They had breakfast. After they came home from shul, they had breakfast, and then 2-3 hours later, they ate the Suda. Are you allowed to do such a thing? Is the first Suda has to be in the morning, has to be Dafka the Ikka, has to be Dafka Fleishik? Or you can even have a milk Suda first, and then wait after Chatzos and have the real meal, and have the Fleishik and the Chalant and everything, Kishk and everything you're eating, have it for Shal Shudas. Can you do that or not? Huh? Why is cheese more chashev? So, cheese is chashev everywhere. No, so they make it. But it's everywhere. All right. Anyway. So, there are many Ashkenazim that do it. However, in the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kachasa, Shabbos Kachasa, in Perek Nundalad, then the Sifkat and Samachalov, he brings down from the Sefer Menucha Nechayna. The Sefer the Chazonish gave us come on. So the Sefer Nuchachayna says it's wrong. Those people that eat breakfast in the morning a milch and meal, and the Suda Shlidish they eat the Suda's Besoy, the meat meal. Yes, the Mechaber the Suda's first meal in the morning. That's Ika Suda, more than the third Suda. And the same thing with Moshe. Moshe once asked this. He said Balpeh. It's not fit anywhere. He said Balpeh. The Ika Suda is the first Suda in the morning. You have after davening. That's Ika Suda. So you should not have a breakfast, and then after it's a real meal for Shal Shudas. So it comes out according to this, on Yontif, which comes out in Erev Shabbos, or if Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, the place can speak out, according to this, that you should not mechalek the Suda to two. So they say, you want to have Shal Shudas, right? You eat the Suda, and you can't eat too much in the afternoon. So what the Eitz is brought down in Paiskim, you should divide the meal into two. So how do you divide the meal in two? Let's say you have a fresh chicken meal. So some people, what they do is they wash on mitzi. They have the gefilte fish and the liver and eggs, whatever it is. They bench and they go outside and make a hefsek. And then they wash again and then they have the chones. They have a wash again and they have the chones then. So that's wrong. That's wrong. The place can say that's wrong. Since the ikas suda, the first suda, what your person should do is have Moshe Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos or Yontif comes out on Erev Shabbos. What you should do is you should have a, it's a first meal. You should wash your mitzvah, have your fish, have your chalim, kishka, and so on. Bench. Bench. Then afterwards, you make a hesek, go outside, you make a hesek, you come back in, and you have dessert then. So the ikka suda should be the first suda according to what we're saying to now. And that's why I say it's most fights come home like that. The suda ikka should be always the suda, the shaina, babaika.
You're
going to
be
Lama's
on the
Yeshus? Huh? Yeah. Are
you
going to be Lama's on the Yeshus? I don't know.
Why?
Huh? Alright. Vice says, Vice
came out
like that, okay?
What do they do with the Sun Sofer?
What Sun Sofer?
The
Kedusha Shabbos is yeah. Near. We have a problem with the Sun Sofer also. Even us, we shall show this.
I
don't know. Alright. Alright, now I'm going to talk about a very delicate topic. And please don't jump on me until I finish it, okay? Kiddush, you go to shul, Kiddush. People go to Kiddush, they eat and eat and eat. You have to, you are allowed to eat whatever you want. Fill yourself up at Kiddush, or you have to be mighty to eat the Kiddush. Since Ika Achila should be after you wash your mighty, after you Taychasuda. That's what you eat a lot. In Simon Resh Mem Tes, in Sif Beis, the Mechaber says, "Also the Kvay Suda or Mishnah Ber Shabbos Nekavet Shabbos." You now take Kvay Suda on Friday afternoon out to Kavet Shabbos. Kidei the Yeshlecho Suda Se Teyavon. The Suda you should be hungry. It comes Friday night, you should be hungry. I want so interesting Tzav Sefer. I remind myself interesting Tzav Sefer. The Sefer says that, of course, the Mechaber says clearly you should be hungry, come for meals. But when you eat, you should eat with shame Kedusha Shabbos, not because you're hungry. You know, it should, when you eat the Suda, it should be a shame Kedusha Shabbos. Shouldn't be. Alright. So he says, however, if you know, if you're Mishaya, through eating, you're Vato. He says, Mishaya, Shayadeh Chlosi, Svato, Lagami, Mesuda Slila. If by eating Friday afternoon, you won't eat the Friday night Suda, yes, you should not eat, you should avoid eating too much Erev Shabbos, you should be hungry for the Friday night meal. The Bi'alach over there is a long Bi'alach, but in the Bi'alach he says, there's no difference Friday night than Shabbos morning. Shabbos morning, a person should not eat too much at a Kiddush. That's what Bi'alach says. Shouldn't eat too much at the Kiddush, he shouldn't be Malach Kreisai, but eating four, because the Ikka Suda is by Suda Sapas, if they wash a mitzvah. See this, Zarachim Yayd. Where is, in many shuls, in Batei Midrashim, they might to make a big Kiddush after Musaf. And befrat if there's a Simcha, let's say there's a Bar Mitzvah, there's an Eifrov, many men, women, children, they eat Mamish Malakrasim. They say sometimes they're missing everything. You have fish, you have chicken, you have drumettes, you have cholent, you have kishka. All you miss is wash. It's two. It's a lecha mishnah. There should be. There should be some is kiddush. They should put out two chalas. So in fact, there's some places they do it. There's some places they do it, but most people don't do it. So chayav, where's the heter to fill yourself up? You're ready for those kiddush. When you come home at night time, when you come home for the meal after the kiddush, they can't eat anymore. So chayav, according to the halacha, they're doing shalai kedin. So I looked around. And I looked around, and I found the Eish L'Avram from Das Kedoshim. The Eish L'Avram is the first Eish L'Avram in Sim Resh Mem Tes. He brings that, and it's also quoted in the Achas Chaim from the Spinka, and over there in Resh Mem Tes, Eish Vav, he quotes this Eish L'Avram. Vaisis holds like that Ladin also. This whole Adin of Shlema HaKreisai, he says, the Chiddush Gadol is only Friday night. It's only Friday night. But Shabbos morning, you don't find such a thing. However, it's a Chiddush Gadol, and Mashmoyta Paiskim, certainly Be'alach is not like that, but Be'alach means on Paiskim like that. Vice like that, the Ikka Suda, Vice is from the Yishayinim, the Ikka Suda is a pass, it's pass. It should be by pass. So, Meila, a person should be Menei himself, fulfilling himself by Kiddush Bashachas. However, there's another bigger Shaila, even a bigger Shaila. People go to a Kiddush, so they eat cake. They eat mezainis, they eat shalom, kishka. They come out, fill themselves. If they fill themselves up, l'chayah, they have a chiyah to wash on mitzi. They're not allowed to eat at the Kiddush. They should make a They have to make a maitzi by Kiddush. Why? If you look at Siman Kuf Samaches, you eat the shear of Gimel Dal Beyim, or you kvei sudai, and Koshkein, if you mala kvei, so you fill yourself up, it says clearly in Kuf Samaches, that's all Kuf Samaches is talking about. You have to wash a maitzi, yeah, you have to wash a maitzi, and you have to bench. You have to, and you have to bend Birch Samozain. You have to Kiddush, you have to say, instead of saying, Alamechia and so on, you should be benching if you didn't say a maitzi to start off with. Because you did one of them to two of them. You know, you start out, you make mezainis. But you fill yourself up, you have to bench. Let's say someone's driving a car. I tell people, Allah, people aren't aware of it. The thing is, if you fill yourself up with cookies, let's say eating pretzels. Eating pretzels. So you open a bag of pretzels, you're in the car, you're driving, and you want to buy a bag of pretzels. But you want to have like two, three pretzels. But you know how it goes. After two, three, it's four, five, and before you know it, you finish a whole bag of pretzels. You're in the car driving from here, and who knows where? An hour driving. So you finish the whole bag. By the time you finish the whole bag, you're full. You can't make al-michi anymore. You have to bench now. I didn't say until you dime a mighty too bad. What you're supposed to do, if you change your mind, let's say you eat pretzels, three, four pretzels. Ah, they're kishmak. So you have to stop. You have to go wash and make a tears dime, wash a mighty, and make a mighty. That's what you're supposed to do. That's the mishbu says in Kuf Samaches. He's with all the halachas. So here also, so a person didn't make, let's say, he made Kiddush, he made him a Zionist. But by the end of the Kiddush, he's completely full. He has to bench. That's the question. So from that time alone, for that reason alone, forget about that you should eat Kasuda should be what do you call it? Pas, should be, the Kasuda should be after you eat Pas. It's more than that. If you eat now, you fill yourself up. The thing is, you have to make a mighty and Bechaz Muslim if you eat a lot by Kiddush. And more than that, there's a Tshuva in this Maisha. There's a Tshuva in Igros Maisha, in Erechaim, Chelagim, Osim, Lama, Beis, that he says like this, that someone is eating supper, he's not talking about Shabbos at all, so regularly, you're going eating supper, eating a meal. What you're doing is you're having a full course meal, but you're having, let's say, a chocolate chip cookie, or a piece of cake, a beginning of the, you're having a whole, the size of a piece of bread, which you normally wake up mighty on, and eat for the meal. So he says, if you eat cake, the amount that you eat bread, let's say like you eat one slice of bread for a meal, so you have one piece of cake there, you have to make a maitzi in that piece of bread. Now I want to grief that, but that's what the Ramesh writes in the Tshuva. A piece of cake. You have to have one piece of cake, then you have to wash a maitzi in that piece of cake if you're having that part of your suda.
Because it's a meal.
In fact, when this Tshuva came out, it was Moshe at that time, well, I don't know, in Tav Shalom or something, so I had someone, I was in Chicago already, so I had someone, I tried to get to Ramesh, so I couldn't get this. I had someone ask Ramosha, what happens? Can I do a haroma like this? Who wants to wash a maitzi? So can I save and take the hold the piece of cake for the end of the meal? Eat it for dessert then. So this is Ramosha answered. Balpet, not Piksav. This is Ramosha answered. It depends what your kavan is. If your kavan is to pat yourself from washing a maitzi, that doesn't help. You have to wash a maitzi in that piece. But if you're really honestly just saving this piece of cake for dessert because you honestly want it for dessert, then you can eat the whole full course meal and have the piece of cake at the end. But normally, if you kaveis, let me finish. But if normally you kavei on a piece of cake, the Moshe held, you have to make a maitzi. So in Mele, so if you go to a kiddush, I'm fresh, a kiddush in the shul, especially when the eifuf or bar mitzvah, so there's a full course, there's all the full type of food that people eat and eat and eat. They fill themselves up, they have cake mezainis, and have mezainis at least the size of a kazayas, or a slice of piece of bread. So in Mela, then if they should wash the tears of dime, wash a mighty and bench according to a mighty in the tshuva. Not further. One second. I'm trying to build up something here. Even further. In the Shemeshav Kachosai, in Perek Nandalat Sifchav Beis, he says that someone who eats Kiddush, Pastor Baba Kisnan, he mamish says it on Kiddush. Before we're talking, doesn't say a kid. Here we're talking mamish on Kiddush. He says by Kiddush, eat cake. The gam devor machayim. You should not eat enough. You shouldn't fill yourself up from it. Because according to Kaba Paiskim, you would have to wash your hands, make a maitzi and bench. And over there, in Sifkat and Samachay, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman Orbach. That's mistopic by this. If first is Kiddush, even though it's achil arayis, if this is mistabik siddha kviya siddha, then chayim bichas amazon. And the Shlomo Zalman, the same suffix he has in Michah Shleima in Amtsachim in Daf Kufal from Ralph, he quotes the same Shaila. That's the Pshoim Zalman in the Shmish Shabbos Chachosai and also in Pesachim. However, in the same bracha, it's the same figure of Pinchas Badna from Lakewood, so he has the Tshuvas in the back from the Shlomo Zalman and the Halachas of Achil and so on. So there he has another Tshuvas going according to Simanim and Kuf Samaches. And Kuf Samaches, it's an important to say for the same bracha in the Chedek Beis, in the Chedek Beis at the end of Tshuvas from Shlomo Zalman and Kuf Samaches, I say. So he writes like this. Listen to what he says. He writes, that what I wrote in the Shmir Shabbos Kachosai, I only was Malamet Tzchutz. That was a suffer, mistopic if you wash, after wash HaMaisi or not. That's definitely Mitzchutz. But Allah HaMaisi, I hold, he says, that a person eats by Kiddush enough to Shia Suda, he has to wash, that Shia Suda, then he has to wash, he has to make it to Yisadayim, he has to make a mighty and it's a bench. It's still three suda. Even though it's achila rois, I plan to eat another meal. An hour, 50, half hour later, when I get home, I'm eating another meal. And now it's only suda achila rois. You still have to wash the tears to die, make a mighty and bench. That's the right. So point is a shayla gadayla. How can everyone is nitch on this? The ilat by kiddush and the koshke and the mal kresim the chol pachas. It's at least a suffik I might see. It's not a vada I might see. So what is the velt tzaymach wahako? Was about some hakka. So again, interesting. I saw an interesting thing in the Sefer Plini Amor in Chelik Beis in the Mechtovim that from Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Michtav Chavdalad in Sef Katin Kufit Ches. He brings down an interesting psak from Rav David Baran. Rav David Baran was before the Second War. He's one of the Dele Israel, one of Dele Apaiskim in Yerushalayim HaKadosh. So he, David Baran, he also looked to after the Second War also. He went to the Chazanish, this is what's called there. He went to the Chazanish, he says, Rebbe, you know why, in Yerushalayim, the Nerek to serve Yerushalmi Kugel, why the Nerek to serve Yerushalmi Kugel, it's all cooked. Why? Because by Kiddush they serve Kiddush Rabbah Sheshimah to Shaila of Kriya Suda. Because if you eat a lot of Shami Kugel, you always have to make a Mizainus and you make Al-Mikhi at the end. You don't have to bench. If you look in the Sefer of Pnei Amor, there's a whole Shaila on Kugel. Do you wash a Maitzi or not? The Rice says, we hold the Dina, you only say Mizainus. The Rice says, the Chazon Shaila like that also. When you serve you have Shami Kugel, that's Lashon Kugel. What we call today in Chicago, Lashon Kugel. Lashon Kugel, if you, the AC serve only Lashon Kugel, not cake. So if you eat and the Dafka did not eat, he said, he told the Chazanish, the Dafka did not serve Ugris, did not serve any cakes. For that reason, the Madif, they eat Kugel rice, and the Chazanish was Meshadach Latis Tam. That's what he brings down. So, all right. So that's why, therefore, someone goes to Kiddush, Pesach a lot. Let him eat cholent, let him eat kishka, let him eat kugel and so on. Don't eat cake. Then you run out, you save all the problems. You just run the problem, you're not hungry for the meal. Huh? No, but kishka is mizainis. Just it's cooked, it's not a lakshim kugel. It's not. Yes, we once spoke about it this year. We spoke about one this year. We said that you can eat it with mezaina with the kishka lakshin kugel. You can eat also kiddush makom suda. Even though you can't make a mitzvah, yeah, we spoke about it in the shir. Yeah, all right. So anyway, so that's a mlamet schutz. If there's a way out, if someone wants to eat a lot by kiddush, let him just eat mezaina. Let him just have kishka, and that's it. Kishka and lakshin kugel, potato kugel, fish, and so on. As long as he doesn't have mezaina to the Pasuk Kissin, some of Pasuk Kissin, and everything else, right? Shot right, because you have cake, Pasuk Kissin, you eat enough. You have to. Yeah, you eat a whole pot full of lakshim kugel. Because it's cooked, because Maisik there, right? It's cooked.
Doesn't meet the rules of Pasuk Kissin.
Huh?
Doesn't meet the rules of Pasuk
Kissin. Right. It's basic, right?
I have a question. Why didn't the two questions one answer the other?
What?
Because if you eat the full it's been kiddush, maybe you're kaveh suda, and that is your kusuda, and you don't have to worry about the fact that it's your.
But you have to wash hamaitzi then.
But maybe you're still.
No, it has to be tachapatz. Everyone holds it. Has to be tachapatz.
Right. This is your path.
I found Aruch HaShulchan that come to the rescue again. There's an Aruch HaShulchan, but don't jump so fast. Here comes, well, you see what he writes at the end. The Aruch HaShulchan is Shalaim Kaimai. It's in Kol Samaches and Sifkat Yudches. He writes like this. He's Malamed Tzchus. He's Medayik from a Rif. Here it says, if you don't eat it, it's convenience. He says, different than Shlomo Zalman, different than everybody. Since you're eating this food, Shlomo Zalman, please, El Achia Saroy, and after you plan to wash Hamaitzi, that's Ikasuda, you have Chayav to make Hamaitzi, and after you don't have to get off the bench. He's the dietist from the Rif. But he ends off, this is what he ends off. He says, the Chol Yirei Akim, he says, Chol Yirei Akim, this is how he ends off. I'm quoting him. That's how he ends off. So Rabbi says for him from the Aruch HaShulchan, even though he has a Mamet Tzchus, you should not eat too much of the Kiddush. That's what comes out. The Unta Shashur over here, you have to be careful. So Maskana, let me just finish off Maskana. The Maskana, if someone wants to be Yitzchak Chatzchila, then he should do what it does in the Chava. Let's say he comes home and he's not going to Kiddush. He's coming home and he's making Kiddush at home. He's not going anywhere else to Kiddush. He's not in the shul Kiddush. There's no Kiddush there. Or he doesn't go to Kiddush. He should do what it says in Mechaba. And he should do this. This is Lashon Mechaba. And the Lashon Mechaba is the Resh Pei Tes Sif Aleph. V'yivorech al ha'yayim b'yit ha'gofen. V'unikra Kiddush Rabba. V'achach yito yodov v'yatsa alecha Mishnah. Right away you should wash ha'maitzi. K'may b'layla. So mashma, you shouldn't have any Kiddush. You shouldn't have any cake or anything between the Baruch HaGofen and the Amaitzi. And then and if you don't have that, then we will, like I mentioned previous Shurim, you won't have a Shailam Baruch HaChayna. If you eat the Kiddush at home, and then you eat right away the Suda, do you have to make a Baruch HaChayna or not? And also, the Yaitza, the Shitas HaGrah. Because the Grah holds that what? That Kiddush Baruch HaSuda has to be Makam Suda Mamish. Well, it has to be on Pats, right. Okay. However, someone eats in the Kiddush, it's pashit, he should not mal kreisa eating, he shouldn't fill himself up. And if possible, he should try to eat something like lakshin kuro or kishka, then eat pasta or kisnin. And but if he does eat pasta or kisnin, it should be only a small amount, it should run to a shayla of eating enough that he has to wash the tears. So dive, make a mitzi, and bench.
What's the shir?
Huh?
What's the shir? How many accusations?
If you eat one kazayis of bread, and plus, you eat a full course meal under it. We want you from Migdus Moshe, you should wash Hamaitzi.
How much? That's
a shmuz by itself. Right now, I hope Berlin, down the road to speak about the Hilchos of Brachos. What? The Chai Bench and Koin to Moshe, if you have one slice of cake and you have a bunch of other foods and free yourself up, you have to wash Hamaitzi.
Should we switch from cake to
Huh? Well, I assume they don't serve so much, you don't eat so much, there's no problem. The only problem in our shul, I think, is mainly when they have a eifel for a bar mitzvah. Usually the regular kiddush, it's not people don't eat that much there. Am I right?
For a kiddush, you know.
Kiddush, right.
Yesterday there were three kiddush.
I mean, you go with one kiddush to another kiddush, You might have to make three times a mitzvah, maybe. You might have to make three times a mitzvah if you eat a lot. What? You have no problem. But, yeah. Just cake alone. If you don't have too, much, then it's okay. No. That's a schmooze by itself. All right. Next topic. I didn't find anyone says it. So sometimes it's not machlokes. Sometimes it's black and white. All right. It seems to me I couldn't find a marker that's mako to have to fill yourself up in kiddush. What? Yeah. Yes. You wash by the Kiddush, You wash by the mezainis. You wash. You make a tisadayim, and I might see. Well, you can have. You have two sweet rolls. If each one's gezayis, you can make a might see lecha mishnah on two sweet rolls. If what? Then come home with shalshudas.
Right.
But you have to wait till after chatzais then. You can only have shalshudas after chatzais. All right. Well, you can't stop eating. When you're eating pretzels, you keep eating constantly. No, there's usually kazayas to eat. If you eat pretzels, you know what I'm talking about. All right, let me just have one more topic. I have to squeeze it in. I want to squeeze it in. This is the last year on Kiddush. Another thing. It says in Mechaba in Reisha Mechal Siv Dalet that a person daven Kabbal Shabbos after Plaga Mincha, and he said Mizmor Shiri on Shabbos, or he answered Baruch Hu, and he started by Ma'ariv by Minyan that right in the Kabbal Shabbos, he cannot be Chayza and doesn't make a Tznai. He says, I'm daving Ma'ariv now Friday night, but not Kabbal Shabbos. It's a Kabbalah Bakorcha. It's not Daima Tadlokas in there. The woman makes lights candles, she can make it tonight. She's not Makabah Shabbat, this Hadlaka. And if a person wants to do Malacha, he can't do any Malacha anymore. He has to tell another Yid to do Malacha for him. As long as it's for Shki, he can tell another Yid to do Malacha, like it says in the Mechabah in Reit Samech Gimel Sif Yid Zayin. Also, there's a word in Reit Samech Gimel Sif Dalet that a person wants to Makabah Shabbat after Plaga Mincha, he wants to Kabbal Shabbos after Plaga. I just want to mention one more halacha. This halacha, by answering Baruch Hu, you Kabbal Shabbos, the Mechaber says El Shabbos, is not such a partial thing. The Mechaber Mishbu speaks out that if someone just answers Baruch Hu in Reish Sam Gimel, Sifkon Sam Beis, if he comes to a shul and he answers Baruch Hu, he cannot be in Daven any more Mincha anymore. If I come to a shul and I answer Baruch Hu, let me finish. Answer Baruch Hu, then Dennis, I can't do Mincha anymore. That's what the Mishmur speaks out. However, Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva in our Chaim Chel Gimel Simulam Zayin, he says this din is only by Stama. But if Bishas he answered Baruch Hu, he had Mefush Kavona, there wasn't on the Mekabel Shabbos saying Baruch Hu, then he still could daven Mincha then. That's what the Moshe writes in the Tshuva. And same thing I saw in the Kafachayim in Sifkat 9 Hey. However, Tzaytz HaShulchan in Siman 9 Zion, or Zion, he argues on Moshe. And he says, doesn't have a Tanai. I can't make any Tanai. I can't say, listen, I'm off Kabbalah to Makabo. And also, you Mechus to answer Baruch. You can't say, listen, I won't answer Baruch. Then not Makabo Shabbos. You're there, you have to answer Baruch. Even though like this, you have to daven two Ma'arivs, too bad. And the same thing speaks out, you have a das from Vadi Yosef and Chedigvav Sim Yitches. The Ksayt HaShulchan is Maisif. That let's say, I'll give you a marshal. You buy Kaisam Aravi. So go on, the multiple minyan at that time. So you're diving slow, you're diving a slow minyan, and you see next to you the same Baruch Hu. So you want to answer Baruch Hu, then you could answer Baruch Hu then. If you're very diving in a minyan, just they're not holding that, or let's say they're even holding by Mincha then. They're diving already, Kabbal Shabbos already. It doesn't make a difference. If you're done with your own separate minion, then it's different. Just declare the Shaila that the whole halacha Baruch Hu is not poshut. Because today, our minion could say Mizmor Shiri on Shabbos. Our Kabbal Shabbos is not by Baruch Hu. Our mold used to be, in time of Mechaba, they used to, Friday night, they didn't say, the Chulan is a later thing. Usually you sit down and just marry straight. The Chulan came a lot later from Shlomo Kalbitz and so on, from the Bala Kabbalah. In fact, there's a whole shmuz about it. I don't want to go into it now, but there's a whole machlokes in Klaus at that time. Should they say L'chul Rana or not? There's a whole machlokes. Some said to say, some not to say. So many shuls in Eretz Yisrael, they made a pshara. That's why in certain shuls you see this, that they Baruch Hu, that they say L'chul Rana by the bima, and then they go to the Amid and down there because of this machlokes. It was a pshara. That's not. It doesn't show it's a chelik of davening. That's why. Shiva do it. A lot of places do it. One second. I have a lot to say. I have another 15 minutes. Let me finish. I'll finish off. All right. So, So the ball, so comes out, if by Mizrach Shabbos is a Kabbalah Shabbos already, so the people's not a Kabbalah Shabbos by Baruch Hu, so it could be Baruch Hu is not a Kabbalah, Kletter Kletter Shulchan. Or maybe, since Baruch Hu is Kletter with the Tziva, so maybe it's like it's a Kabbalah Shabbos now also, it's by the Tzorchim. Okay. So also, Mavur, in Rei Sama Gimel, Siv Dalet, there are some who want to be Kabbalah Shabbos after Pag Mincha with lighting candles, he's allowed to. As long as after Pag Mincha, except a woman wants to make it tonight, she's not Makabah Shabbos, so just Hadlaka, she's allowed to make Hadlaka. It's also Mavur in Ramah and Simei Samech Aleph, and the Sif Aleph, that someone's Makabah of Shabbos to pair. An hour or two before nighttime, he's allowed to. And he's allowed to do it, and he could tell a guy to light a nerve, and other things could be done for him also. So Mashmi, even Mestam Diba, a person can Makabah of Shabbos, and don't be awesome to do Malacha. Okay. I'm leading up to something now.
Tomorrow,
right? Yeah. If you didn't daven here, right. Just one thing to remember. One important thing to remember: can I make kiddush for someone who wasn't? Can I make kiddush for somebody who wants to mekabel Shabbos now? You know, I myself, I don't want to mekabel Shabbos. Can I make kiddush for somebody? I don't want mekabel Shabbos, but the person who's going to hear the kiddush, he's a chayav. He can't make kiddush himself. He can't kash himself. Or is sometimes the shot I get, someone who's a rav in a nursing home, and a butter skanim. He's a rav there. So every Shabbos he goes, he drives up to the afternoon, after Flag of Mincha, because they have to go sleep early, especially in the summertime. He makes Kiddush, and then he drives home. He's allowed to do that. Because by saying Kiddush, maybe he's Mekabel Shabbos with that. Or he makes it go to some person's house, an old person or a woman. He makes, and every week he goes and makes kiddush there, but he drives home afterwards. Are you allowed to do such a thing? And the Mekadosh himself is not Mekadosh in Kabbalah Shabbos. Can he do it or not? This Shaila Reb Kivega quiz. Reb Kivega is in the Gidei Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of Reis Samach Zayin. He says, Mr. Patna, if someone wasn't Mekabosh until Shabbos, can be yet to someone who was Mekabosh Shabbos already? So this is what Clary says. You could say, Yeshlami says, the one who wasn't Kabbalah Shabbos, by him it's still weekday, so it's like, Ein Mechuvim Dava. And like Yeshami, which is quoted in Tosfos and Yevamos, Yadal Amav, it says, Ben Ir cannot be Yetzir Ben Krach, because he's not Mechuvim Dava. Moshe by Megillah. Megillah, someone is in, you give me Yadal and Tezvav, one is losing Yadal, can be Yetzir Tezvav. Tezvav can be Yetzir Yadal, that's Yeshami. And we bring down Malacha. So Mela, you can't do it then. Or maybe, Kivega says, maybe here it's better. Because it's the Yodin to Mekabel Shabbos. He says, listen, I'm Mekabel Shabbos now. The Yodin to Ben Krach, it's a different day completely. But here it's the Yodin to Mekabel Shabbos. He's Mekabel Shabbos right now. So maybe it's still like Mechoy B'Dava. So Mela, you could be, it might be somebody who's not Mekabel Shabbos. So Kivega says, Tzachim Adina. The Chuvin Hatzvi, in Simon Kuv Samach Zayin Ois Aleph, he brings down for Sefer Chemda Sefraim, I never heard that, that creates a similar shaila, that someone makes kiddush, but he can't drink, he's allergic to wine, he can't drink wine. Can he give to someone who wasn't Mekabel Shabbos yet, can he drink wine for him to be made to him? Can he drink for him? So it's the same type of shaila. In the Dei Achreinim is the different svaros in the Dei Achreinim. The Imri Bina, one of the daily strong that's Israel, the Imri Bina and Hilchos Shabbos, Sai Simur Aleph, says that since the Mekadosh, Kim Mekabel on himself, Shabbos then he said Mechuy B'Dava, and he can be mighty someone who was very Mekabel Kishabbos already. And the Imri Bina, after he says this, then he brings down to Kivega. He doesn't mention Kivega by Tzachin. Kivega says Tzachin Dina. But he doesn't mention Tzachin. He says Kivega holds like that. So he brings, and he uses Kivega as a right, a stiffen halacha. An interesting halacha. A Ben Eretz Yisrael, an Israeli, that lives in that soul, is coming for Yontif, comes to Chutzlar just to visit. And his daiti lasa Eretz Yisrael. Can he say Kiddush for Ben Chutzlar? On the second day Yontif, can he say Ben Chutzlar on Yontif Sheini? Even his daiti is to go back to Eretz Yisrael. But he says, from this Rekeri Eger's Mashma, you could. Because it's the Yodai to bring himself a Dechir. He decides all of a sudden decides on Yom Tov, I want to stay in that cell. He could convey the daita to stay. What may finish? Stay chutzlat. 1 second. Let me finish. Because now he comes to Bachayuba. So maybe he's out of Kaya Yudasheni, since he could come to Bachayuba, to come to Ben Chutzlat. So it's mashma for him, for mashma for Irabina, he's matra Bachatkhila, to be Kaya Shev Shabbos, someone's Kaya Kiba Shabbos. The Gabri Yudasheni, God Halachi Yudasheni, many people disagree. In the Shmei Shabbos Kachasai, argues on him, says, Torn out like him and pregnant now, Sifkot Nun Hei and involved, things on Kamachrenim, not like that. And also, in the Tshuva Mechashleima, from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and Kelgal Sim Gimel, in the middle of the Tshuva, he's ecstatic by this. Rai says he holds also, he can't do such a thing. But most Achrenim disagree on him, you know, on that part. But I just brought down the Imibin and Geah, the Kiveg and the Geah, on Er Shabbos. To end this, what Imibin says, is a Tshuva and Tzitz Eliezer. Tzitz Eliezer is a Chedek Yudalat Simech Hafei. He says, since he's also Mechoyim in Kiddush, the Rebbe, he's allowed to be Kaddish as long as he has to plug on Mecha, he has to keep Kiddush also. So in Mela, it's Arvitz. He's Koy Shor Vavim Zer Bezer, he has an Arvitz. So in Mela, he's allowed to be Maitzi, someone who's Mekabah Shabbos already. So the Vice is from Tzitz Eliezer, he always is Matel Chatzchila, to be Kaddish and have Shabbos, the songs of Kakir Shabbos. Those are two sheets that hold it's Mutzah Chatzchila. There's a tshuva in Oz Nidru from what's the name? Rabbi Yom Zilva in Cherek Tes Sin and Dalad. He brings a Raya Chazaka to this Shaila from a Mordechai Megillah. The Mordechai Megillah says in Perek Beis, which the Mogar Avraham quotes him in Sirei Sim Zayin and the Sifkat Na'alaf. He says, even according to Maniyoma, the whole Tzitz of Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, is only the Rabbanan. It's in the place game. If there's three Shita, some holds the Rabbanan, some holds the Rai for Tzitz of Shabbos, some holds the Rambam Shita, there's no Tzitz of Shabbos, only Yom Kippur, but not on Erev Shabbos. But even according to Shita, the whole Tzitz of Shabbos is only the Rabbanan. So, when it comes nighttime, he's Yaitza with the Kiddush, even though nighttime is the Rai already. He's yaitz of the kiddush he said before tzeitzah kachavam, because since the shas kiddush you can mechay yourself the rice also. So meva, even though kiddush is before nighttime, still can yaitz of kiddush with this kiddush on erev Shabbos before shkia, I can yaitz for nighttime also. Why? Because the mirror of the kiddush is nimshach al halayla. So it's mashma from this Mordechai that's called mechuy b'dava. Even though it's only the Rabbanan, but I'm a Chuy B'dava, I could say Kiddush then. So Mela, it comes out according to this Mordechai, keep your eyes out of people in Kiddush, even though yourself are not Mekabel Shabbos. So therefore, he ends off, the Oz Nibiru, he ends off, the Malkam Tzayach, you're allowed to be mighty someone else, you're allowed to eat to someone else, the Malkam Tzayach, even though you want Mekabel Shabbos yet. In Shuvah Sanhogos, there's a third Shita. Tonight, the first Shita is Imabina, and Tzitz Eliezer, you hold the Chatzchila. The Zibur says, only Malkam Tzayach, Chatzchila shouldn't do it. In Shuvah Sanhogos, from a Moshe Sternbach, in Cherek Bey, Simen Kuf Samach Tes, he says that Kiddush is Zichar Ksivim Yomachoy B'dava. Just Megillah, a Benir, is not Shach to Ben Krach, because Ben Krach is not Shach to Benir, because it's a different day completely. So therefore, he says, Ladina, if someone wants to be Kaddish B'chaylim, in the Beis Chaylim, Yimzaka Darabim, through this, you're allowed to be Kaddish even though it's not Mekabel Shabbos itself. Well, Raya, you find them in a shul. In Reish Samach Tes, there are many shuls in Europe, and even some in America, that make Kiddush in the shul. Why do they do it? For Eichem. So you see that, you make Kaddish even though you're not Mekabel, you see you can make Kiddush even though you don't have to do it. So you're also, you can do it also. That's the Raya he wants to be. However, he ends off. The Shuvah Sanhogos ends off, he says, that you should be machma, you should really be makabel Shabbos. You should really, when you make kiddush someone else, you should be makabel Shabbos. But and you should be careful not to do any malachas deraisa. You should not drive on car, but you should not drive in a car. You should go in your car. That's what Moshe Shtemach says. Rav Shlomo Zalman has a whole long tshuva in Michah Shleima and Chelek Aleph. And the end of Tshuva, he says, well, Yalta Locha. So since of Kivega, blied the Tzachian, so it blied by Safik, he says Tzachian Adina. So it says Mestava, Bishas Etzchak, you can be Meko. But this is only for Yechidim and Eifen Aroi. But you should not do this to Kvias. And he ends off, if you have to do a Kvias, he says, it's better, what you should do is the Mekadish, the one who's making Kiddush, Shemekavim Kdusha Shabbos. And still, he's allowed to go back by a car, he can have a guy drive him back. And so Tzach Gadol, without payment, he can even have a Yid drive him back. And there's no Zusa to Shabbos, Chayit Zusa to Shabbos, it's not Zusa to Shabbos, because most of the people are still chayit by them. So the man is Zusa to Shabbos. So it comes out, there's four shittas here. There's four shittas here. Dimibina, Tzitzel Yezahod, Zmuta Chatzchila, Kaddish, for people in the nursing home, they always must do Chatzchila. The second shittah is, Daz Nidro, is Meko, Malkam Tzayach. Third sheet, the Chuvas on Hagash, is a Shimlacha, by Malchus de Reisa, or by Yisra Abonin, you can be Meko. It's a suffix to the Kabbalah, not a Kabbalah. And the fourth sheet is a Mincha Shleima, the Bishas Atzchak, is Meko for Yechidim, right for Akroi, and he holds better, you can Kabbalah Shabbos, it's better to Kabbalah Shabbos, and have a guy drive you back, even Yisrael, without payment. Leonidas Daiti, someone who has to do nursing home, it's his job, it's Panosa. Certainly, it's Kashver to Mekal on Sof Shabbos, he has what he deserves on to be Meko. Let me just finish. There's a Tshuva Mincha Shleima, and that Tshuva we quoted, Simi Gimel, Chev Galof. He says three other things. It's a double pashit. If you're old, now, you can be Yotze Kiddush on telephone. We hold you can. Ladina, but there are shittas that hold you can Yotze Kiddush on telephone. We don't pass them like that. But according to, he says, according to shittas that hold Yotze on your telephone, what would be the din if someone is in America, he's in Chicago, on Friday afternoon, and he calls somebody in Yisrael, which is ready after Pagah Mincha, can he be Yotze him on the telephone? Like if you hold your Yotze on the telephone, can he make Kiddush? Let me finish. You're about to say something. can I say Kiddush in Chicago and 8 hours? It's 8 hours difference. And I call it to so let's say a kid. Well, it's 4 o'clock is 5 o'clock is Shabbos in itself. So I make over here at 9 o'clock. I make Kiddush on the phone here for to be a mighty somebody in itself. Can you do such a thing? Because by him it's already. So yes, it's already after Pagah Mincha. Or same thing, the Megillah. Can I read the Megillah on Yom Yigimel in the afternoon? It's a Ben Yisrael who's reading on Yudalit, because by them it's Yudalit already. So he says, Vada Yina Yaitza, because the Kiddush in America is not called Kiddush, because only it's like a Kash Yom Chol. Also he says, further, someone who's a Mespiral Avish Shabbos, Ver Shabbos, after Pagah Mincha, he can't be a Shatz anymore for Tzvil Smincha Ver Shabbos, Yim Shatz Etzchak, for those ones who are still Chol by them. He says, who are then? Gabi Abdullah. The din is Abdullah usually make Efsek to Tzichodim. But the Mechabes says, a person, if Mokam Tzarech, you can make Abdullah anytime after Pagah Mincha, you can make Abdullah. So if someone makes Abdullah on Shabbos Gufa, Pagah Mincha, he says Abdullah, he can make Kiddush, if someone who didn't even make Kiddush Friday night and not Shabbos morning, and he wants to be able to Kiddush Alayla, he's not allowed to anymore. Who didn't say Kiddush yet. Even though right now it's Father Shabbos. But the Gabi Kiddush and Abdullah, since he's mashed himself, it's like a nighttime ready, even though it's the mamish daylight outside, still, and all din is Shabbos on him, he can't be made to someone else with Kiddush. Also he says, Zach Mishlem is Amen. Who are then, if it's Yafsha to be a shot, it's also Yafsha to be a shot, a shlich tziba, a Shabbos after Ban Chivet, it's just a Shabbos to other people, and say also even Birchas Mein Sheva, Even though he didn't cover Shabbos yet, and he can't daven mincha afterwards because he already davened my ready to be much other people. He can't daven mincha anymore because Parsha doesn't help anymore. Then,
yeah. A husband should be able to drive a wife after she does his lift, right?
She knows she has to make it tonight.
No, why can't the husband drive her in the car? The rabbi is saying
that a person
can they can make it tonight. There, if you can make it tonight, you should
why
make it tonight.
But you can make it tonight. Why can't you make it in the third zone?
That's what I'm saying now.
It's not, it has to be a tzarek gadol. It's not poshut. They're talking about to be mighty someone with Kiddush. Just to drive someone somewhere else. I don't know. It's just
no,
the we're talking to be mighty someone with Kiddush deraisa. It's time to drive someone else. I don't think he would be Mako.
Can you interrupt
yeah.
Someone else.
That's the Yetzer Kiddush deraisa, but it's time to drive a person because he wants to get one place to another place. I don't think there'll be Mako so fast.
Regarding
I don't think so.
Let's say in the summer when you have early Shabbos, let's say 6, 7, and 8, right? Let's finish at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Let's say somebody's there at 7 o'clock, the Gabbai, or someone setting up for a Simcha the next day, and he hears at 6 o'clock, Borchus. According to the Dayan, that's it. He
has to have Kavon, he's not Mekabel Shabbos with it. That's a mishpul says. He has to have kavan. He's not mekabel shabbos.
No, he had no kavan at all.
Right. He's setting up kiddush, and he hears the morning.
I gave you my malkum. Look it up. This is the last year on kiddush. Next week we'll talk about chashem mishpul a little bit. We'll go back to chashem mishpul. Talk about misha poram and chusamana. Very important halachas.